talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're starting in Ukraine. Unfortunately, President Zelensky has just revealed that the Russians have destroyed hundreds of hospitals. Hundreds of hospitals. They're targeting children's hospitals, maternity hospitals, any hospital to destroy medical care for people in Ukraine, both civilians and military. They're also targeting food supplies. Food supplies for the Ukrainian people, because it's very, very hard to grow crops when you're under missile attack. But also food supplies for shipment through export to countries around the world. What they are doing is a war crime, and they've done worse than that. It's a genocide. But that business of bombing hospitals, let me tell you something. Even in wartime, true wartime, which this really is, if you see a Red Cross, you're not supposed to shoot at it. If you see a hospital truck, you're not supposed to shoot at it. If you see a hospital, you're not supposed to bomb it. There is another consequence of what they're doing, and that is the issue of how people are going to get food in areas around the world that don't grow their own crops, and people always live on the margin of starvation. You know, Ukraine is something like the second or third biggest wheat producer in the world. It's a huge food producer. And countries in Africa and Asia in particular, poor countries that don't grow enough food domestically, depend on Ukrainian food. What Putin is doing by bombing food supplies and by blockading ports like Mariupol and Odessa so that ships can't get in to ship this food out, he's doing it for two reasons. One reason is to starve Ukraine of revenue for their exports. But the other reason is to sow discord, confusion, fear, and starvation in parts of the world. The idea being that they will rise up and they may not like Russia, but they're also not going to like the war and they're going to turn on everybody. Putin relies on chaos, destruction, and death. That's what he relies on. And African countries and Asian countries have begged them to release some of this food, and he won't do it. He won't do it. President Zelensky said they have something, I forget, it's 12 million tons of food, wheat, grains, and so forth, on the docks or near the docks in Odessa and elsewhere on the Black Sea. And if they're not exported in the reasonably near future, they'll spoil. Now, what do you do about this? Putin controls Russia through fear, very similar to Stalin. Remember Stalin, when he came in after Lenin died, and he lived till about 1953. So he tormented his country for 20 or more years, and he killed more than 20 million people. And the way it works over there, one of the biographers recounted that one day several people in the high command just under him walked into his office. And they weren't expected. They wanted to tell him something. He thought they'd come to arrest him and kill him and take over. And they should have. They would have been almost as bad, but not at the Hitler status as Stalin. but they were just there on innocent errands, so he then had them arrested and killed. These people live on the margin of fear and by inflicting fear, by inflicting chaos, starvation, hunger, and death. That was the hallmark of Russian communism, and it is the hallmark of the Russian mafia, who succeeded Russian communism with the exact same identical tactics. And the Russian oligarchs, even under communism, stole money and lived well, and the oligarchs now are doing the same thing. It's not going to do any good for the UN, for Amnesty International, for the United States, for anybody to say to Russia, okay, look, at least let the food out. Let the food out. The West is somewhat insulated. We pay the price, such as it is, by higher prices. You can get any food you want in the United States and in Western Europe. It costs more. Inflation is an issue because of this war and because of the money spent for COVID relief. But that is an inconvenience. We don't like it. But that's a lot different from being in an African village or a small Asian city in one of the poorer countries where you flat out don't have any food to give your children. You flat out don't have any food to give your children. And Russia is the cause of it. Remember something. Early on in the war, there was a hospital where it was a children's hospital. You know, we have Milwaukee Children's Hospital, for instance, in Wisconsin. It's a great hospital, great pediatricians. In any event, this was a children's hospital, and the Russians were bombing the city, and they didn't particularly know that it was a hospital. So what they did was, people in Ukraine, in Russian, wrote out a big message you could see from the sky in an adjacent lot, children's hospital. Immediately, the Russians bombed it, killed the doctors and killed a lot of the kids. One of the bombs didn't explode. And when searchers went in to recover bodies, they looked at the bomb, and in Russia, on the side, it was written, for the children. For the children. That's sadistic. That's flat out sadistic. People in Syria then called up the Ukrainians and said, never do that. Never identify anything as relating to children, women, relating to anything where you're pleading for mercy, because they'll target it. They'll target it. They did that in Aleppo. They did that in Grozny and Chechnya. The Russians will target it. This is identical to what the Nazis did. Identical to what the Nazis did. One of the things that occurs to me is one of the narrative out of Putin is that he's standing up to Nazis. He sees Nazis, as he calls them, everywhere. Ukraine. He's standing up to European Nazis, he said, and U.S. Nazis and world Nazis. Methinks the lady doth protest too much. Do you ever read any Shakespeare? Methinks the lady doth protest too much. What he meant by that was when somebody makes such a big deal about something, they're usually hiding something. And in this particular case, what Putin is hiding is that he is a Nazi himself. And he is a follower of Stalin. He said it. He's praised Stalin. He's restored Stalin, Stalin statues, Lenin statues. And he forgets that back at the beginning of the Second World War, Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler signed a non-aggression pact and a cooperation pact, and they divided up Eastern Europe, Poland, the Eastern European countries, and they both invaded from the East and the West, and Stalin loved Hitler. Stalin thought Hitler loved him. The fact is that both of them are genocidal sadists, but Hitler was a genocidal sadist on steroids. And the minute the German army got any successes early in the war in Europe, he broke the agreement with Stalin and invaded Russia. So suddenly the Russians said they hated Nazis. They didn't hate Nazis, they were Nazis. This was Nazis invading Nazis. Hitler's army went in, laid siege to Leningrad, Stalingrad. Leningrad is now called St. Peter, St. Petersburg, after Peter the Great, as briefly called Leningrad after Lenin. 800,000 people died of starvation, disease, or killing each other for food. Putin remembered that example, which is what he is doing in Mariupol right now. The Russians are the Nazis. The Russians have always been Nazis as long as there have been Nazis. And quite frankly, somebody should talk as directly as I'm talking to the national press every time Putin uses the word Nazi. Now, what to do about the guy? Okay, what to do about this guy? People say we should negotiate with him. Maybe there'll be negotiated peace, a yawn, blah, 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 blah. You cannot negotiate with Hitler. You cannot negotiate with Stalin. In 1989 in Romania, the people of Romania rose up against their communist dictator, like a Stalin, Nicholas Ceausescu, and his wife Elena, and shot them on Christmas Day. I personally thought that was cold. I would not have done that on Christmas Day. I would have waited till New Year's Eve or sometime the following week. But the fact of the matter is, this guy is not going to retire to his vacation home. You cannot. When Hitler does this and you can't bring him before a war crimes trial, he'll hide and hire lawyers. He has to be executed, and he has to be executed by Russian people. And that is going to happen because he is committing genocide. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.